This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. The hiring freeze instituted by President Donald Trump just after he came to office is set to be lifted today. In its place, the president has a new set of instructions for federal agencies. For more on this story, I'm joined by Emily Gooden, managing editor of Real Clear Politics. And Emily, what's the president planning to do?
Well, the president is asking all the federal agencies to issue plans to the White House about how they would cut the federal workforce, and he wants this done by June 30th. And this kind of comes at a delicate time right now, because right now Congress and the president are renegotiating a budget agreement because federal funding runs out April 30th. And while the president does direct the executive branch, Congress holds the purse strings to the executive branch. And they're the ones that have to appropriate the money for all these agencies. And Democrats especially won't be happy that these cuts are coming to the federal government.
Emily, you've covered several administrations, and other presidents have tried similar overhauls. How successful have they been, and how much fat is there even left to cut?
What usually happens is, and I think past presidents have found this, while you can cut the number of federal workers, the number of government contractors usually goes up. So what agencies are doing are replacing these federal workers with contractors to get the work done that they need. So it's kind of this inverse relationship. And government contractors usually make more money than federal employees. So I'm not sure how much of a win-win that is. I think that's something this White House is going to have to keep an eye on.
Emily Gooden is managing editor of Real Clear Politics. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.